On Cornell College Week, we can look underground to comprehend climate change. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ron Denniston, professor of geology, discusses how the Earth's history is written in the rock.
Stalagmites, those columns of mineral deposits that grow up from cave floors, can help us understand climate change. My team examines the chemistry of stalagmites to see how the Australian summer monsoon rains have changed over time. Stalagmites contain oxygen, and it's the different forms of oxygen, called isotopes, that tell us about past rainfall. The oxygen in stalagmites comes almost entirely from oxygen and rainwater, and it's the rain that holds the climate signal. Ratios of oxygen isotopes change in monsoon rains as the monsoon strengthens or weakens. Once the rainwater soaks into the cave and forms a stalagmite, that signal of monsoon strength is trapped. The only remaining thing to do is to determine the precise age of the stalagmites, which can be done by measuring tiny amounts of radioactive elements like uranium they also contain. Our research has yielded some interesting results. For example, it's generally been thought that over centuries and millennia, the monsoon in Australia and the monsoon in Southeast Asia, which are connected as one big system, operated as a teeter-totter. When one side got wetter, the other side got drier. We've discovered that they actually operated more like an accordion. Both sides got wetter or drier simultaneously. The next question is, why are the monsoons behaving this way? To address this, my students and I are working with Dr. Caroline Umenhofer of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Dr. Umenhofer uses state-of-the-art climate models to look backward in time across the last millennium to investigate what has driven climate to change. Her initial work suggested that volcanic eruptions played a role in influencing rainfall patterns in northern Australia, and her more recent analysis shows ties to Pacific Ocean temperatures, but we continue to dig deeper into this mystery.
That was Ron Denniston of Cornell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.